Now from Hollywood, Romance.
In the wild hills of Greece, buffeted by the cruel winds off the Aegean, a stranger seeks the ending of a 10-year journey, seeks a girl he has never seen, and finds himself caught up in savagery and in flight.
With Whitfield Connor as John Hill and Gloria McMillan as Elena, we present transcribed a dramatic new love story by Morton Fine and David Friedkin, Flight to Athens.
Are there wells such as this from where you come?
No. Oh, I suppose in the countryside and the farms.
But mostly, I read it, you turn a mechanism and the water gushes.
Yes.
Drink, then. Mm. And you are John Hill.
Yes, yes, I am.
From America.
Where is she?
Let me look at you. Let me see this man from the far places. You are not old, which is a surprise, which...
You have to do all this.
Impatient to see her.
Where is she? Where is Elena?
Walk with me. Oh, don't evil your face like that, John Hill. Walk with me.
All right.
What is surprising is that you are not old.
You said that before. What are you...
There! Down there, see? Where I point, where the boat is.
With the yellow sail, that one?
Beyond it in the sea a little way. There, swimming. Elena, go to her.
I walk toward the solitary figure swimming the sunset. Elena. Elena, whom I had never seen. To the boat with the yellow sail and onto it. And Elena saw me and swam to me.
Hello.
Hello.
Someone said there was a stranger in the village.
Give me a hand. I'll help you onto the boat.
Yes.
There we...
Why do you look so?
Elena?
Yes. What...
I've made a mistake.
Mistake?
I was looking for a child named Elena.
Here in Aulis there are a dozen children so named.
Elena Constatis?
And but one called Elena Constatis.
You?
Yes.
I forgot in 9 years.
What did you forget?
A child of 10 becomes 19.
Who are you?
John Hill.
John
Hill. Oh. Here, what's the matter?
I do not know what to do. Cry, laugh, kiss you, say a prayer for you.
A prayer?
My each night prayer for you, John Hill.
Why?
Although I have never seen you before this moment, I should be dead but because of you.
No, I don't believe that.
It's true.
Listen, it was just a few dollars I sent each month, an ad in a magazine when I got out of the army and the war was over. A picture of a 10-year-old girl.
Starving. And it said, for $10 a month sent to such and such foundation, you can save the life of this war orphan of Greece. I know all this now.
Elena,
yes?
I expected, I don't know why, that you would still be a child.
I believed you were an old man.
I brought you presents, 2 dolls and 2 dresses. The dresses are for a child.
I will keep them. One day there will be children. And
children?
When it is autumn, I marry.
I see.
To Nikos, who is a hunter and rides the hills.
Yes.
And...
with you, John Hill.
About what?
You and me. Not within the hearing of these people. nor
well,
Elena.
Well, about what?
Come. Yes, go with her.
All right. What do you want to talk to me about?
When will you leave here? When will you return to Athens?
Well, what difference does that make?
There is always a boat here that will take you to Athens.
What are you trying to tell me?
At first you said you would stay here but a day. Then a week. And the days spin away and you are still here.
Well, what difference does that make?
The days spin away and your love for Elena deepens.
I...
Your love for Elena deepens and her love for you. What will happen when Nikos returns?
Nikos?
To whom Elena truly belongs. When Nikos comes out of the hills and down to the village and hears of a stranger, this man from the far places, what will happen?
I don't know.
This is not the land of turn on the mechanism and the water gushes, John Hill. This is still wilderness.
Well, just tell me, what'll happen?
He'll kill you.
Oh, no, he won't.
What will you do, John Hill? Talk to him? Explain to him? Choose gentle words and try. Listen. He'll kill you. Now we will go back.
There were days all fire and flame, the days the old woman spoke of, in which I stayed in the village of Aulis. Much of the time we walked, the two of us, by the sea, or swam. And Elena showed me the ruins beneath the plane trees and touched my hand. And once...
And there, that mound, in the last war, the enemy soldiers came. And where once was a flatness is that mound of earth, the bones of my people, and my father, and my mother.
By a place overgrown with shellfish and seaweed, wounded and broken by the waves, there was a knife.
I love you, John Hill.
Yes.
And the people of Aulis hate me for
Elena,
it.
Elena.
Yes.
I should leave here. Go back to Athens.
And I will go with you.
I don't know.
Why?
What has happened to us? This strange land of hills and sun and ruin. It's a kind of... Listen.
She sings for her lover.
That's what I mean. Barefooted women who walk seashores under moonlight and sing for their lovers. This land, all of it, sings for a lover. All of it is a lament.
What are you saying to me?
What's happened to you? What's happened to me? Sometimes it doesn't have reality to it.
I love you, John Hill.
Not because...
I was once aged 10 and weak from hunger and pitiful and an orphan. No, not because of that.
And we'll go away.
Yes.
Whenever you... What's the matter?
Run. Run and hide.
What are you trying to tell
run.
Me?
Run. Hide and I will come to you and... Run.
Elena.
Yes.
And you are John Hill.
That's right.
I am Nikos. The hunting is done, Elena, and I have come back to the village. And there they say...
That I walked with another man.
This they said.
That I loved another.
This I wouldn't listen to.
Elena and I...
Go home! These mountains and this place by the sea is not for you. Go home!
Elena and I...
Which I will not listen to. Because I have been away for a long time, and Elena is my love, and I have come home to her. And what has clouded the days I have been away is clear now because we are close to each other. Elena and me. And touch.
Take your hands off her.
Elena.
I said take your hands off her.
His head against the rock.
He'll be all right. Stunned. Now, quickly.
When he awakens. Oh, he is very good with his knife. And I am afraid, John
Hill. We'll get out of here. We'll get a boat. You and me.
Yes. Yes, oh yes.
We'll return to romance and our story, Flight to Athens, in just a moment. Tonight, CBS Radio features a running gun battle on Night Watch, It's an actual recording of a recent event in which a daring uniformed bandit robbed a large department store. Hear it on Night Watch, tonight on most of these stations. And now for the second act of Flight to Athens, as we return to Romance.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, old woman.
No. No, beloved, show her no anger.
Why must she cry like that? For what reason?
She cries for loneliness that will be hers when I go from her.
An old woman clutching after something that's...
She cries for shadows that will be in this house when I go from her.
Elena, listen to me.
Yes?
You said there was love.
And there is.
And an old woman weeps, and you...
As I shall weep if I am without you. As I shall weep when I am old, and there is no longer beauty in me for you. So will I weep, as Angelica weeps.
Angelica, listen to me. Don't cry anymore. Listen.
Intruder.
No,
evil and an intruder.
No.
Buyer. Tradesman. To buy the love of a child. To spin a golden coin in the sun and...
No, Angelica. What happened was in a moment of simplicity. I looked upon you. And I spoke with him, and I loved him.
Loved him? Old woman of 19. What do you know of love? Child who bathes in the sea. What do you
know? Leave her alone.
Yeah, that frightens you, John Hill. An old woman and her tears is your rival for this child, and it frightens you. Your lover, Elena.
Be still, old woman.
Elena. Elena, do not do this. You are betrothed to Nikos.
I love John Hill, and with him I will run away from Aulis.
But you will not go far until Nikos finds you and kills.
But you will help us, so Nikos will not kill.
Oh, Nikos would not kill you, Elena. Only the intruder. Then John Hill will be dead.
No one's going to kill me, old woman, so don't dream on it. And no one's going to hurt Elena or take her from me.
Evil, you are evil.
You are going to help us get out of here. You're going to find someone who has a boat, and you're going to pay him well. And you'll arrange it. Here. Here's money.
No!
Take it. Take it, Angelica. Help us. Help us.
For the love I bear, for thee, Elena Costanzi.
And her face held it, held the love she bore for Elena. Then her hands reached out for Elena's face and slowly touched its youth, then cupped its beauty. Then she took her hands away, moved to a place of the room where a candle burned in a scarlet glass and lighted an icon. She kneeled. And for a while, only the wash of the Aegean against the shores of Aulis was heard in the hut. Then the old woman left us.
John Hill.
Yes?
Until she comes back, walk with me.
We left the hut and walked to an olive grove, and nothing was spoken between us. Elena stopped walking and held her face to the Grecian wind, let it run through the fingers of her outstretched hands, and the moon lay traceries of silver on her brow.
Elena! Elena Costanzi!
We are here, Angelica, in the grove of olive trees.
Well, Angelica, did you...
Yes, I found the man who would sell his boat for the money you gave me.
Where?
To the north. It is in a cove waiting for you and Elena.
You'll take us there.
Yes, I'll take you. Come.
How much further to this boat, Angelica?
A little more, only a little more. There is the cove of which I told you, just beyond the dunes there.
I'll send you money from time to time, Angelica, and if you need something or want something special from America, then...
We will send it. Mr. and Mrs. John Hill will send it.
That's right. Mr. and Mrs. John Hill.
There! There's your boat! In the cove! There's your flight, your escape from me, from Nichols, from this golden land. Go! Go!
Goodbye, Angelica.
Yes, sir. Goodbye. And thanks. Oh, let's go, Elena. Elena, wait.
Why? What is...
Don't move.
John Hill,
shh.
What...
There's someone on the boat. I saw a gleam, something moving.
Why do you stop, John Hill?
Something's wrong, Elena. I know I saw someone move on that boat. And the way Angelica...
Why do you hesitate, John Hill? There's your freedom and your flight. Go! Go, take your boat, John Hill!
Come on, Elena, let's get out of here. Listen to me, Elena. Run, run. Then fall to the sand, then get up and run again. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Now do it, do it. Just as I do.
Why do not die, John Hill? Do not keep me. Die. Let her go now. Let her come back to Nikos. Die, John Hill. For the
Yes.
I must rest.
Oh, of course. Sorry.
Do not be sorry. Just rest with me. Close to me.
Oh, it's a great love I give you, isn't it, Elena?
Do not mock me.
Great love. $10 a month and walk in and take you from a man who wants to marry you, take you from an old woman.
She bought someone to kill us.
Elena.
Yes.
I would do the same. I would kill anyone who tried to take you from me.
No one will take me from you. John Hill.
Elena. Well, Elena, was there ever such a lover as I? To give you running away in the bullets of a rifle. Lost. Lost and running from a man who wants to kill us.
Listen to me, John Hill.
Elena.
We are not lost. This way, the small way we have fled, the way I have led you. At the end of it is thieves.
Thieves?
By day, we will hide in these mountains. And at night, a way I know to Thebes, where there is a railroad once a week and a train to take us to Athens.
How far to Thebes?
3 nights, perhaps 4.
How do you know so much about it?
As children, we the orphans hid in these mountains from the enemy. Then we would descend upon Thebes and steal food. You see, John Hill?
See what?
That we are not lost.
No. We are not lost.
We will rest. I will watch your sleep. Then the way to Thebes.
The way to Thebes. The journey by night through mountain paths, and the hiding and sleep by day in cleft rock. The way to Thebes. Where poet and scholar and slave walked and met at the Acropolis of Thebes. It is ruined now. The way to Thebes, where orphans had once fled, and walked now in blazing sunlight by a girl of 19.
There is a place to rest, John Hill.
Yes.
The ledge of rock overhanging. Oh, it will be cool beneath it. The sun is without pity.
Yes, come.
Oh, good. It is good here. Cool. And I am weary.
Sleep then, sleep. I will watch over you.
Sleep then, sleep, and I will watch over you.
What? What is...
Oh, it is good here, beloved. Good. And I am so weary.
Who is it? Who mocks us?
Come from beneath the ledge and see who mocks you. Come, gentle lovers. You see? It is Andonis who mocks you. Andonis of the carving, Andonis the brigand, the bandit.
What do you want of us?
To take your money. Then to look upon the beauty of this girl who is weary. Of you, America.
I'll give you what money I have, and then you'll let us go.
You will give me what money you have. And this of letting you go. Girl of sunlight, girl of beauty, are you weary of this, American?
He has given you the money. Let us go.
He has but to give me something else.
What?
His life.
But why?
Why? If I asked him for you, for the true treasure, gently, with politeness...
I'd kill you.
He would kill me. Therefore, I must take from him also his...
I killed him, John Hill. I killed the brigand.
Why, Nikos?
Elena, do not weep for this death, but weep now for the death of your John Hill.
Nikos!
Why I killed the brigand John Hill. I have followed you and stalked you, hunter that I am, and my quarry, my prey, is to no one, only to Nikos, betrothed of Elena.
Because you figure my dying belongs to you.
For this reason.
You're a hunter. You have a gun. I'm unarmed.
I no longer have a gun. And catch! Now you are armed with a knife. Such a knife as I have in my hand. Now to the matter of your dying, John Hill.
No! No, Nikos will kill you. Do not fight him with the knife. He uses the knife like a claw.
Get away from me, Elena. All right, Nikos. To the matter of dying.
Kill me, John Hill. Plunge the knife in my throat and kill me.
Whatever you say.
No. No, do not kill him. Let him live, John Hill. Let the hunter live.
Because Elena asked it. Come, Elena. By nightfall, we were in Thebes. There was a train for Athens the next day. We sat in a shed in a place called Thebes and waited for it. 16 hours later, we were in Athens.
Romance is produced and directed by Fred Mackay. Editorial supervision is by Het Mannheim. You have heard Flight to Athens, written especially for Romance by Morton Fine and David Friedkin. Whitfield Connor was heard as John Hill, Gloria McMillan as Elena, Jeanette Nolan as Angelica, Shepard Mencken as Nikos, and Paul Fries as Andonis. This is Bill Anders inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. Gene Autry, the cowpoke with a special brand of song, returns to Melody Ranch tomorrow on CBS Radio. Join the welcome home to Gene Autry on Melody Ranch tomorrow. Stay tuned now for Stars Over Hollywood, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
Where there's Gunsmoke, there's Western Adventure, Monday nights on the CBS Radio Network.